The time now, 23 minutes past two.
Steve Yabsley.
And delighted to say I'm joined by the songwriter, composer and lyricist, the lovely Linda Lemon. Linda, welcome to the programme.
Hello, thanks for inviting me, Steve.
Not at all. We're going to talk about your new single in a moment, Hold On In Love's Name, and the new album which is coming out as well. Let's talk a little bit about your interesting background. Now, I know that you're very fond of Dorset. You're in Manchester at the moment, but you love a little part of Dorset called Beer Regis.
That's right.
Just tell me about the appeal of that part of the world. Why do you like it so much?
Well, I love the countryside, and it's a lovely little village, and it's quite old-fashioned. It has, you know, lots of village. It's got a village hall, and it's lovely people, and they've got lots going on all in one small space. It's brilliant.
I wonder whether places like that have got really busy, actually, in recent weeks, because everybody's been staying in this country, haven't they, rather than going abroad and flocking to these lovely places, you know, in a way, wrecking the loveliness they had in the first place.
Yes, there is a bit of that going on. Unfortunately, but it's good for the economy.
Now, you've got a couple of grown-up daughters and I think four grandchildren, and yes. You're seeing your family at the moment, which I'm sure you love.
Yes.
I understand you're also a keen photographer. Do you get an opportunity to do that these days?
Yes, I do. I actually take a lot of pictures in Brian May's Wood, which is near the village of Beer Regis, which he planted in 2013, and I've actually been monitoring the growth of all the trees and the wildflower meadows there, and I've actually got into 3D photography as well.
Blimey, how does that work?
Well, you have to use a special camera, or you can actually use an app that Brian May invented, and you can actually take pictures with your iPhone. You take two pictures in quick succession, very, very slightly apart, and you can view them in 3D.
Blimey, that's incredible. I didn't realise that he'd actually innovated that. Of course, he is a man with a great academic background, isn't he, as well as
yes.
his musical background. He's done very little for barbering in this country, though. I think he should get his head shaved for charity, don't you?
Yes, I think so. It's a good idea, that, yeah.
Now, your childhood, of course, originally was in Stockport, where your parents were, and then you studied music theory at the Ridge College in Cheshire, didn't you?
That's right, yes.
Just tell me about the early part of your life when you were sort of finding your way in music.
I've been a songwriter since I was about 16, but it ebbed and flowed throughout the years as I've got married and had children and gone back. So I've had a keen interest in bluegrass music and rhythm and blues and blues music. But I actually went on to do some classical music as well, so I've had quite a broad range of experience in the music world.
Indeed, you've done loads. You've been a solo performer, but you've also played with other musicians at festivals and concerts in the UK, Europe and in America, and not only can you sing, you play guitar, double bass, mandolin. You've organised interactive workshops with children as well, haven't you? That must be nice.
Yes, that's fun. I've done quite a lot at festivals where you have the festival tents for adults. I have the festival tent for children in the morning when the adults could sit and quietly wake up with a cup of coffee while I entertain the children with stories and rhymes about all sorts of activities, all sorts of themes. It was good fun.
Did you get the children to play instruments? And if so, how robust were those instruments?
Well, it's usually with ukulele, yes. I didn't take my best guitars and my best equipment, obviously, but I think it's very important for children to be introduced to real instruments at a very early age.
Now, as you hinted, you've got such a broad range because you've composed and performed classical, folk, pop, comedy,
yes.
country and bluegrass, which you mentioned a moment ago.
Yes.
Have you got a favourite or do you just love it all?
I just love anything that's good, basically. But I do like country rock, which my new album is based on, well, country generally. And that's what seems to suit me. I mean, you can like all sorts of music, but at the end of the day, it's what suits your actual voice and the way you put it, you can sing it.
Interestingly, four of your pieces are now part of the British Music Collection, which
yes.
is a fascinating accolade, isn't it? And congratulations on you for being included, because it means that, you know, they acknowledge you've got something that's special.
Yes, I've had to create scores and get them embedded in there. Yes, it's for everyone to look at. So if they want to look it up, it's on the British Music Collection under my name. Yes, it's quite good to have them included in there.
Now, when I spoke to you earlier this year, you were working with the celebrated soprano Caterina Minor, who's a top talent, isn't she? And you were working with her for a time. Just tell me about her particular talent, because her voice seems to suit your music.
Yes, she's got an amazing voice, I must say. And we met each other at a festival of science that Brian May actually introduced me to. And it was this science festival where there was astronomy and talks by scientists during the day. And then in the evening, they had rock concerts and with Brian with all his mates. And Caterina was actually singing in the closing ceremony to Neil Armstrong, in a tribute to Neil Armstrong, the first man that walked on the moon. And I was immediately besotted with her amazing voice. Because it's a classical voice, but it's got elements of elements of being able to cross over, which is what we did with the songs that she performed for me.
Indeed, remind us of that lovely Rainbow of Light song that you wrote.
Yes, it was a song based on the rainbow and how we haven't actually discovered everything in the rainbow. There could be other colours hidden in there. I was inspired by the talks from the scientists from the festival I organised and I mentioned. And, that's how it was inspired. It was inspired by scientists talking about the possibilities of the rainbow offering us more things for our planet.
You mentioned Brian May several times. Of course, he seems a thoroughly likeable guy, and he's got this wonderful interest that you share in the natural world.
Yes.
When did you first encounter him?
Well, it was in Bear Regis Village itself, and he'd actually bought the woodland, which is now called May's Wood, and it's 160 acres, which is surrounding the village, and he's planted it with 100,000 native trees to help the environment and to help our wildlife survive.
He had a nasty accident not long ago, though, didn't he?
Yes. I'm not sure what exactly happened.
Something happened to his bottom, I seem to remember.
It was reported in the papers. I don't know personally that something happened to his bottom, but he then went on to have a heart attack.
Dear, have you had any contact with him recently? Do you know how his health is?
Not in the last 6 weeks, but I believe from friends that he's slowly getting there.
Golly, well, we wish him well. Let's talk about your forthcoming album then. It's called About Time. Now, this is extraordinarily, forgive me for saying this, you're now age 70. This is your first ever proper album, isn't it?
It is. I am 70 and I'm very proud of it, must I say. And while I've been busy with life, having children, having grandchildren, and my husband died from motor neurone disease, I was caring for him for a while, and everything was just getting put in a folder, all the songs that I'd written. One or two would pop out every now and then, but I have got a lot of songs. And I decided for my 70th birthday year, particularly as we're in lockdown, that I would make that my lockdown project and get them recorded.
The recording process sounds interesting, because some of it was done remotely by musicians in Nashville, wasn't it?
Yes, because the musicians I would normally work with, we've not been able to get together because they're all over the country. And I heard of these musicians in Nashville who were doing work remotely, so they've done a really good job for me.
And you've added vocals on and mixed it in the UK then, have you?
Yes, I did one in Dorset and I've done some in Manchester. So I've done the vocals and the harmony, yes.
And interesting to see that the producer is Linton Guest, who was a former member of The Love Affair. Of course, had a massive hit, didn't they, with Everlasting Love back in
yes.
the 60s.
And with Rainbow Valley, I think it was, as well. And the other interesting person, actually, that because I actually lived in accommodation in Bear Regis that was... Some of it is sponsored by the PRS for Music Foundation.
I'm a member of PRS, I should mention that.
Yes, and there I was living next door to Linton, who was a big fan of mine in the 1960s when they had their song out. It went to number one, and of course also there was Andy McMaster from the Motors, so they both became good friends of mine.
Let's talk about the single. We're going to hear it in a moment. It's called Hold On in Love's Name. What were you trying to achieve with this tune?
Well, I'm trying to appeal to everybody that's either currently or thinking about supporting the environment and nature and our wildlife to hold on, be strong, and make right what's wrong. In love's name, we desperately need more afforestation and to look after our wildlife and nature to save our planet.
Surely, Linda, the truth of the matter is the problem is us, and there's too many of us, and we need to curb our population.
Well, if we all look after one another, I think there'll be room for everyone.
Gosh, well, I wish I shared your optimism. tell me about Brian May's Save Me Trust, because I know that helps reverse the effects of global warming and environmental damage, doesn't it?
Yes, they do an awful lot to... they rescue wildlife and they look after wildlife, but they also go to Parliament and lobby for our rights in the environment and for wildlife. So they do a very important job. And I'm proud to say that I'm actually donating part of the proceeds of this single to their charity.
Well, I understand that the album is that released yet, or when's the album out?
The album's out in October.
October, and is the single out 25th of September?
Yes, that's right.
Okay. Well, if people want details, they can look at your website, presumably, can they, Linda?
Yes.
Okay, so that's lindalamon.com, Lamon spelled L-A-M-O-N. Thank you so much for joining me today, Linda. Every success in the future. I do think that the principles you stand by are admirable. Thank you for coming on the programme.
Thank you for having me.
Okay, that's the lovely composer, singer, songwriter, Linda Lamon, and here is her new single, Hold On In Love's Name.
This fear of the future, 'cause I feel your pain so deep. And can you hear the voices that tell us you're worthless? Why can't they just let it be? Wrong.
Linda Lamont there, Hold On In Love's Name. That's her new single from the album About Time. And if you want more details of Linda and her interesting career over the years and all she's done, you'll need to look at her website. It's www.lindalamon.com. Lamon spelt L-A-M-O-N.